This program is brought to you by the partners and friends of Creflo Dollar Ministries.
Coming up next on Changing Your World.
The Holy Ghost will show you about a bad partnership you're getting ready to enter in with somebody, but you don't know it because they had you fooled all these years. And the Holy Ghost will have you to pause and say, something don't feel right. And that's when you need to walk away from it and say, I need to leave for a moment. I need to go and talk to my partner. Because there's something ain't right. And he'll let you know. But without the Holy Ghost, you'll just enter into things because it appears to be okay.
Creflo Dollar Ministries TV app brings you live church services direct to your smart TV and much more. You'll also get access to Changing Your World Network, streaming grace messages and exclusive content 24 hours a day right in the app. Get unlimited streaming through Roku, Amazon, and Apple TV absolutely free. Visit your app store. Download the Creflo Dollar Ministries TV app now to start streaming. For more information, visit CreflodollarMinistries.org.
This is your world, so let's vow to make it a better place. Let every heart that needs to know your love is here to stay. Oh, it's time we live a new life. Oh, let our love shine bright in you. We're saved by His grace, so we embrace your love today. We are changed.
So if you're no longer being tutored and cared for by the law or schooled by the law, what's the replacement? Kinda, but let's look at Galatians 5:18. Who's the giver of grace? Galatians 5:18. Let's read verse 18 out loud together. Ready to read. But if you be led of the
Spirit,
you are not under the
law.
See, we used to be led by the
law.
But we're righteous now, and we're in Christ now, and we're saved now. So we're no longer led by the law. We are now led by the
Spirit.
So if we're led by the Spirit, then we're no longer under the
law.
So who's leading you? No. I'm not asking, give me the answer to the question. I'm asking in your life personally, who's leading you? Because I know a lot of people who are still being led by the letter of the law, and they're not being led by the Spirit of God. The Holy Ghost wants to take you deeper, baby. The Holy Ghost, listen, the law will just show you what's wrong in your relationships. But the Holy Ghost will tell you what to do. See, you've gone to the deeper now. The law will show you what's wrong concerning your addictive behaviors, but the Holy Spirit will get right there with you in your addiction and walk you out of your addiction into your freedom. And this is a hospital. And there are no perfect people here this morning. But there's a perfect God here, and there's a perfect Savior here, and there's a flawless Holy Ghost here, and He's ready to show you how to reach levels in your life that you could have never reached on your own if you will submit yourself to the leadership of the Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Lord.
So let's check this Holy Spirit out. John 16:7-14. Everybody with me? John 16:7-14. All right. Now, we're going somewhere, and it'll bring about freedom. Church people, we just got to figure out how to sit still and receive understanding of God's word so we'll know how to live. This is not a game where everybody named Mama can tell you what's going on with the Bible. God said in His word, I gave you apostles and prophets, evangelists and teachers and pastors for the perfecting of the church. And you can't hardly tell folks nothing because they think they know more than you. And they don't spend an ounce of time with the Holy Ghost. They don't spend an ounce of time studying. And they want to come to church because they've been going to church for 50-some-odd years. And for 50 years, you ain't learned nothing past Jesus wept. Because I asked you, well, why did he weep?
Oh, I ain't never thought about that. You know, I'm just so...
Listen to us, man. We're trying to help you. God is not happy when you're suffering. God's not throwing a party when you're broken. God is not ready to punish you in the midst of your addiction. God has not left you. God is not like a Santa Claus song. You better watch out. You better not cry. No, I forgot the other. I'm telling you why. He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you are awake. I told you about that story my mama told me. She said, you better be asleep when Santa Claus comes because he's going to bring a monkey, and if you ain't sleep, he's going to scratch your eyes out. I was in fear. Man, I felt like that monkey was at the foot of my bed, and I'm spricking out of the sweat and little kid. Oh, Jesus, I'm asleep. He knows when you've been bad or good, so be good for goodness sake. And you think God's the same way. You look at God as the punisher for your misbehaving. And he's not. You think he's mad at you. And he's not. He's not even in a bad mood where you're concerned. And we have so misrepresented God in churches, people don't know what to think. God gonna get you. Honey, if God wanted to get you, you'd have been got. Watch this now. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. Jesus said, for if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. Verse 8. And when he is come, he will reprove, rebuke the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Three things he'll do. He's going to rebuke and reprove you of sin because you believe not on him. So he's saying here, Holy Spirit was sent to reprove you of not believing on him, not believing on your relationship with him, not believing that there's something awesome that happens when you have a relationship with Jesus Christ. And so most of your sinning comes as a result of unbelief. Your sin action is a reaction of unbelief. A man who steals, steals because he doesn't believe that God will provide all of his needs according to his riches and glory. It's unbelief. Fix your unbelief problem, you'll fix your sin problem, your sinning problem. Verse 10, he says, of righteousness, because I go to my Father and you see me no more. What he says is, you are the righteousness of God. I've made you righteous because I've gone to my Father. And in me, you are righteous. And if you believe it, you will rule and reign in this life. Verse 11, of judgment, because the prince of this world is judge, which means he no longer has the authority. The authority now has been given to you. Verse 12, I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now. I wonder what it was he had to say to them, but he couldn't say it to them because they wouldn't have been able to bear it because the Holy Ghost wasn't there. I don't know about you, but if he's got some stuff to say to me, I want to know what he got to say. But he tells you, you're not going to be able to get it because you're going to need the Holy Ghost to be able to receive what he wants to say. Turn your neighbor and say, God wants to say something to you. Turn the other side and say, God has a secret he wants you to know. Man, y'all getting ready to go up. Y'all leaving that cheaper into the deeper now. Amen. See, praying in English is the cheaper. It's all right. But praying in tongues is the deeper. See, praising the Lord is the cheaper, but worship is the deeper. It's time for church folks to move from the cheaper to the deeper. Turn to your neighbor and say, I'm going deep. Now watch this, verse 13. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will do what? guides you into all grace. Oh, truth. Oh, grace. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. So he says he'll not only show you knowledge, but he's going to show you foreknowledge. He says, I got some secrets to tell you, and then I want to show you something about what hadn't happened yet. The Holy Ghost will show you about a bad partnership you're getting ready to enter in with somebody, but you don't know it because they had you fooled all these years. And the Holy Ghost will have you to pause and say, something don't feel right. And that's when you need to say, walk away from it and say, I need to leave for a moment. I need to go and talk to my partner. Because there's something ain't right. And he'll let you know. But without the Holy Ghost, you'll just enter into things because it appears to be okay. See, God's getting ready to take us to another level, and the world's going to be looking at us trying to figure out what has happened to these people. We are now under the guidance of the Holy Ghost. You can't fool us no more. You're getting ready to get married to somebody, and I mean this boy, I mean hair curled, I mean he has fooled everybody. And then the Holy Ghost start talking to several people like, I know he nice, I know he right, but something ain't right. You ever had an aunt like that? Something ain't right. The Holy Ghost will show you foreknowledge. Get ready. He's about to show you something about your future. He's going to talk to you about a path you're on, and he's going to try to convince you, get off that path. You don't want to get to the end of this path. Move. Don't sit up there talking about, well, something tried to tell me. The something is called the Holy Ghost. The devil comes to kill, steal, and destroy. So he's not going to try to be telling you to move off a path that's going to end up in destruction. Pay attention. Somebody says, well, I can't hear his words real good. Well, you know what he did? Until you can grow more mature to hear his word, he says, let your peace be your umpire. And if you start going a certain place and your peace ain't there, back up.
Yeah. Right.
Somebody said, what'd I do then? Stand still. And start sniffing out where peace is. And wherever peace is, that's where you need to be. But if you're going somewhere and it's a struggle and ain't no peace there, and it's just you just don't know why this thing ain't working, back up. You're not supposed to be there. Let peace rule in your heart as the umpire. You know you can want something to happen real bad. But just because you want it and desire it doesn't necessarily mean the peace of God's on that. At the end of the day, you always want what the peace of God endorses, amen. Not what you want. Don't let your eyes and the lust of your flesh and all of that draw you into something that's going to hurt you. You know, you got that big old house, and the bank promised you, it's all right for you to get the house. We'll take care of it. We can make it happen. But you ain't got no peace. I mean, you just got out of a 500-square-foot apartment, and you're getting ready to get some 12,000 feet. You know it's, your grass got to be cut, and paint, man, and you just ain't got no peace. And I wouldn't live in a house that cost me my peace. I wouldn't drive a car that cost me my peace. I'd rather drive a Pinto than to drive a car that'll rob my peace every time I get it. Because the car ain't going to be fun. But you know, except the first week when the Newton you get used to the Newton, you can't believe you paying $700-$800 for a car and you can use that towards some living arrangement and your peace wasn't there in the first place. So a lot of the mess you find yourself in, you violated your peace. Don't be talking about, well, God, why you let me? He like, what? Why? What? When I let you? You know how many times I was shaking you? No. But you want what you want.
That's right.
Because you too in bondage to people, and you still trying to impress somebody that don't care.
Amen.
By trying to get something you can't afford. Got a cell phone, and you can't even afford to get gas to get to work. You better go Google beeper and put it on the side of your belt until you can afford to do better. Wasting my time. Am I wasting my time?
No.
And now watch this. All right, here we go now. So what did the Holy Spirit come to reveal to us? What did he come to reveal to us? Here's my question. Go to Hebrews chapter 9, 28. I'm going to move pretty quick now. Hebrews 9, 28. Here's where we left off last week. Is sin the central issue of life? Is sin the central issue of life? Because church and Christian people alike have made sin a central issue. Being saved, and once you become a Christian, it seems like it's all the focus is on sinning. And you wonder why people can't get free from it. All the focus is on sinning. Everything's on sinning. What you wear is on sinning. Where you go is on sinning. What you listen to is on sinning. You're supposed to move into liberty and freedom, not to sin, but to be free to live holy as God has called you to live holy. But holy seems like it's the bad word, the struggle. But the Holy Spirit came to reveal some things to you, and I'm going to show you right now. You're dealing with sin, and you make sin the central issue, and it is not so with God. Sin is a non-issue with God. Why? Because Jesus has already dealt with it. And you are demonstrating that you don't believe that Jesus has already dealt with your sin because you keep making sin the central focus and issue of your life. And it is not. I want you to see this scripture in the New Living Translation, if you guys have it, and put it on all the screens. The New Living Translation, Hebrews chapter 9 and 28. It may be shocking to you, but again, I'm not making stuff up when I say it. That's why I have to show you these scriptures. I have to spend most of my time when I'm preaching the gospel showing people scriptures because they've been so inundated with wrong information through movies and church and preachers who don't know what they're talking about. Because we don't read the Bible that we say we believe. So, watch this. So also, Christ was offered once for all time as a sacrifice to take away the sins of many people. How many believe that Jesus was offered as a sacrifice to take away your sins? Amen. Do you believe he was successful?
Yes.
So he was successful in doing what?
Taking away my sins.
Has he taken it?
Yes.
Well, why do you keep taking it?
Jesus healed.
Has he taken away your sins?
Yes.
Your past sins?
Yes.
Your present sins?
Yes.
Your future sins?
Yes.
He will come again. How many believe Jesus is coming again?
Amen.
And you know, you've heard the stories. When Jesus come, he gonna get you for what you did. When Jesus come, oh, the judgment day's coming. Judgment day's coming. Judgment day's coming, boy. I tell you one thing. Yeah, because he gonna get you. Better watch out. Better not cry, because Jesus coming back. But watch this. He will come again, not to deal with our sins. What that mean? He's coming back again, but not to deal with your sin. When did Jesus deal with our sin? When he died. When did Jesus deal with our righteousness? When he was resurrected.
Yes.
Dealt with sins when he died. He says, so he is not coming back again to deal with our sins, but to bring salvation to all who are eagerly waiting for him. There's a still part of the promise you don't have yet. You don't have your glorified body yet. There's still some stuff to come. And when he comes back, he's going to come back to complete the salvation package.
Yeah.
If you are born again, and if you made Jesus Lord of your life, now please don't misunderstand me. I'm not condoning sin. I am saying if you believe that Jesus has already dealt with your sins, belief in that is going to cause the grace of God to come in your life, and the more grace you have operating in your life, the less you're going to sin. You don't sin more because of grace. You sin less because of grace. Yes, sir. All right, now watch carefully now. I'm going to read this statement and try to add some, just finish it, but it's a bold statement. If you were here last week, you already know where I'm going. As far as true righteousness is concerned, whether an action or thought is sin is completely besides the point. God does not determine whether he is okay with me based on whether or not I am healthy, gluttonous. He does not determine whether he's okay with me, whether I smoke, drink, chew, hang out with those who do, gay or straight. All my life I heard that God evaluates you based on what you do.
That's right.
And if you don't do good, then God evaluates you as not good because you don't do good. That's a lie. Church missed it. I'm going to show you why. Just hold on a minute. Now, it sounds like I'm giving you license to sin. No, I'm not. So you were sinning before you got license. You were sinning before you came up in here this morning. You don't need no license to sin. And the shocking part was, I said, drunk or not drunk, gay or straight. Because we love to put people in positions where we just absolutely condemn them to hell. So what makes me okay with God? Is it what I do? No. What makes me okay with God is my belief in him. Listen to what I'm saying. I'm getting ready to prove something. What makes me okay with God? How does God evaluate me? God evaluates me based on my belief in him. God evaluates me based on me believing it. He took all my sins away, and I believe it. So I'm okay. He's okay with me because of Jesus. He took all my sins away, and what makes me okay with him? And I believe it. Now, what happens when you start believing what he did? He starts now escorting you out of what you do.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
When you stuck in sin, it's a reaction of your unbelief in what he did. I believe that I'm delivered from sin. You know what? One day when that dawns on you, you say, wait a minute. I'm delivered. It'll dawn on you. I don't have to do this anymore. What's the problem? We keep focusing on sin as the major issue and not on the solution, Jesus Christ. Go to Romans chapter 4:25. This is radical. And I mean to tell you, when this thing goes on the air and certain preachers hear it, they're going to be just, heresy, heresy. And they use a little self-righteous, judgmental, shut your mouth. I'm right, and I can prove it. I begin right now. Romans chapter 4, verse 25. Let's look at the Living Bible. If you have a Living Bible, look at this. John chapter 4, verse 25. Now, watch this now. Excuse me. Romans chapter 4. Romans 4, 25, the Living Bible. He was handed over to die. Why? So you know I'm not condoning sin, because that's what Jesus died for. Why would you condone something that he died for? He was handed over to die because of our sins, and he was raised to life to make us right with God.
Yes. Yes.
How many of you believe Jesus was raised?
Yes.
Why? To make us right with God.
Yes.
We could not be right with God in all the works that we do. You can go to church 1,000 times a day, and it won't make you right with God without Jesus. You can be flawless, spotless, and not do nothing. Don't drink no coffee. Don't smoke no weed. Don't even look at your naked body when you get out the shower. You can do all of that, and it still won't make you right with God.
Many of us want to change for the better, but we can't do it by ourselves. Let the Spirit of Grace change you from the inside out. In this series, you will see how the Holy Spirit assists us to see real and lasting change in our lives.
Wherever you can find some sin, God's grace is going to be greater than the sin. And there is no sin that'll ever outdo God's grace. For where sin abound, grace did much more super abound it. Whatever sin you can come up with, it ain't gonna ever outdo God's grace. His grace is still gonna be greater than your crazy.
The Spirit of Grace series includes 5 insightful messages that will help you see real change from the inside out. This empowering series can be yours for a love gift of $30 or more, plus shipping and handling. Go to CreflowDollarMinistries.org or call the number on the screen to order today. Learn how to allow the Holy Spirit to lead you to success in your life. Christmas is near, and we invite you to join us for our special Christmas Day service, Saturday, December 25th at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, streaming worldwide.
But thank God for Jesus' birth, and because he was born, he did what no other man could do, and we crown him today as our champion.
The precious blood of Jesus covers us daily, and we are blessed to have the opportunity to celebrate his birth. Make plans now to join us on December 25th at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, no matter where you are.
Thank God for his power. I felt strengthened. I felt with the ability to get up out of the bed and pull back the curtains and let the light in and go forward.
Tune in through the Creflo Dollar Ministries TV app, YouTube, Facebook, and if you're in the Atlanta area, join us in person. Set your reminder today. We can't wait to celebrate with you.
When you give, your gift goes to work, changing lives all over the world, spreading the gospel, uplifting communities, connecting believers from all over the world. Now more than ever, it's easy to support the ministry with your giving through Change Express. With Change Express, your giving is simple. It's as easy as clicking recurring once and you're set. Secure. With our advanced security protocols, you'll have peace of mind as you give, knowing that your seed is going where it belongs, changing the lives of people all around the globe. And scheduled, your donation happens at the same time, every time, without you having to lift a finger again. Simply put, it's giving you can't forget. The process of giving has never been easier for those on the go, so get started today. Go to www.creflodollarministries.org/change express now to sign up for Change Express. Easy, automatic giving.
Creflo and Taffy Dollar love connecting with you. And here at World Changers, we understand the importance of using technology to do just that. We're constantly working to bring the gospel of Christ to thousands of viewers and followers around the world, and we want you to get involved. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube. We want to make the word of grace available throughout every voice of social media.
The preceding program was brought to you by the partners and friends of Creflo Dollar Ministries.